Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's won an NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP before the age of 25.
Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's thrown to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic.
He led Kansas City to its first Super Bowl in 50 years.
They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes!
And he joins the drive every Monday at 2:15.
Mahomes in trouble again, spinning right, left, now turning back to the right. He'll sprint and fires it late for the end zone. Caught! A yard deep in the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City! And for Patrick Mahomes, just welcome again to the Magic Show!
It's time for our conversation with the Chiefs franchise QB on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, third and five. Batman's left-handed.
Here's Patrick Mahomes.
It is Monday. It is 2:15. That means we are happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes joins us on the show today. Patrick, man, really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, appreciate you having me as always.
So let's start here. Last week you told us about your music regimen before a game. So I went, I downloaded your earbuds app. I was excited to listen to the music that Patrick Mahomes listened to. Patrick, the first song I heard was by Whitney Houston. You can't tell me that you were getting ready to play football games listening to Whitney Houston.
I listen to a lot of different things, man. I think it was a little bit of a remix, not just Whitney. But no, I have a lot of different things in that playlist for sure.
What's the most random thing you got on there besides Whitney? You got any Hanson on there by chance?
No, I don't know, man. I keep it moving. I keep it changing it up so that I never get tired of anything.
Patrick, the biggest thing I want to talk to you about is last week you came on the show and you talked about Le'Veon Bell, and you said people need to watch the All-22 because Bell still had that burst. We certainly saw that yesterday against the Broncos.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think it's just going to continue to get better and better. I mean, the more he's in tune with this offense and being able to come in and make plays happen, I think his role will keep expanding, and as well as letting guys like Claude and Darrell and all these guys continue to improve and get better each and every week.
Did the snow change the game plan at all yesterday?
Not necessarily. I think we were still able to throw some deep shots. We were able to try to hit some deep ones, and we just didn't execute at a high enough level to hit the long touchdowns that you're accustomed to seeing. But I think we did a good job of finding ways to put points on the board, and the defense did a good job of getting us the ball back in these short fields.
Being from Texas, have you ever been in a snowball fight?
Yeah, but I don't know if you call them snow. It'd be more like ice, because I mean, that's basically all you get out in Texas. But I think when I had the first snow in Kansas City was the first time I ever had a true snowball one.
Yesterday, they kept showing your clip from last year's Broncos games where you kept talking about you being a snow game guy. When was the first time that you actually played a football game in the snow?
I think it was the playoff game here when we played the Colts. It wasn't snowing at all. They had still a lot of pregame, and so that was my first one to really play in the snow. And then I guess the Broncos game would be my first one where it was really, truly snowing, where I got to go out there and rip it around.
You kind of explained it a little bit, but what is it about playing in that environment, that weather, that you really like?
Yeah, I think it's not even that it's a difference of snow, but it's so much better than rain, just because with the snow, the ball is still sticky. It's not sloppy, I guess you would say. And so you're able to still get a grip on the football And then everybody else is kind of moving slow because they're trying to keep their footing. And so as long as your receivers and tight ends and running backs can keep their footing, then you can get the ball out of your hand and let them make plays.
Snow before Halloween. This is Kansas City, but you know that now, Patrick, after being here for a few years. Speaking of Halloween, we've all had that worst costume that at some point our parents made us wear. What's the worst Halloween costume you ever had?
I don't think I really had one, man. I mean, honestly, I when I grew up, my mom just always let me be a baseball player or basketball player, and I think the only other one other than that was like Batman, and so I think I was pretty good at not having to wear anything crazy.
We always have this debate on the show about Batman being a superhero or not. I don't think he's a superhero.
How is he not a superhero?
Because he doesn't have a superpower. Like, in order to be a superhero, you either have to be born that way or something has to happen to you, like Peter Parker. Where do you stand on Batman being a superhero or not?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's got to be a superhero. I mean, the way he's able to fight and the way he's able to move around and do the things that he does, I mean, obviously it helps out to be pretty rich. But, I mean, I think he does a good job of being able to handle himself in one-on-one combat.
So last year, you were one of the characters from The Purge. What do you plan on being this year for Halloween?
I haven't even had anything. I mean, I'm going to be at the house chilling. Actually, I think I'll be in the hotel because I think it's on a Saturday. But I might wear something to the hotel on Saturday now that you say it. I might get a little plan, and I'll let you know how that goes.
What kind of candy you guys give away at the crib? I got to assume you're a full candy bar type house.
Oh, definitely full candy bar, and I put it on the front porch, and I let the kiddos come and get them. But I try to treat them nice at least.
Is there a Halloween candy you refuse to eat?
Not necessarily. I'm not a huge candy guy, myself, but I mean, I'll eat a little bit here and there. I usually stick to more like the sour type stuff more than the chocolate.
You a scary movie guy?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not a scary movie guy, but I'll watch them. But Brittany is for sure not into the scary movies.
Speaking of movies, I've always wondered this. What's your favorite football movie?
I've always been a big fan of Remember the Titans. I mean, ever since I was little. I know that's a lot of people's favorite football movie, but I've always enjoyed watching that one. And Friday Night Lights, obviously, because of being from Texas.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. You can catch him every Monday at 2:15. I want to go back to the game and Clyde Edwards-Helaire touchdown run. I think when you talk about playing in the snow and how physical you need to be, I thought that was a really tough run. I've been really impressed with how hard he's run these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has deceptive power. I mean, the way he's able to run, get low to the ground, and break tackles, I mean, you saw it the first week of the season. It's continued all season long. To have a running game that we have, it's going to really keep helping out the passing game. When so many defenses not have an opportunity to stop us because they can't choose one or the other.
It's crazy to think that with one more win, Patrick, Andy Reid goes into the top five all-time NFL head coaches when it comes to total wins. How much kind of pride do you take in being that quarterback that was able to finally get him that ring?
Yeah, well, I didn't even know that was that stat about him getting into the top five. But, I mean, definitely you have some pride in it. I mean, you wanted just to get a ring for yourself, but obviously to get one for him because he deserved one and he put in the work. And it's not about me being that quarterback, but just being a part of that team and being a part of that journey of having some adversity last year, the ups and the downs, and being able to fight your way through it to get to a championship together. And so it's definitely awesome that I'll always remember.
Speaking of your coaches, I was watching the boy Cliff Kingsbury, your college coach, on the sidelines last night. Big win for the Arizona Cardinals. He just looks like a cool cat. Is that what he actually is? Like, what's the coolest thing about Kingsbury?
Yeah, I think for me the coolest thing was that, I mean, he played the position. I mean, he played quarterback. He knew what you were thinking because he had been in that position before. And he understood the quarterback position. He understood how to talk to everybody. And so when you have a guy that can relate to anybody, no matter what your background is from and where you're from, I mean, it's something that's really cool. And that's why you see him having success this year with the Cardinals.
Did you get a ton of college offers besides Texas Tech? Like, were you ever close to going anywhere else?
No, I only had like three offers in football. It was like Houston, Rice, and Texas Tech. And I knew once I visited and talked to Coach Kingsbury, that was the spot I wanted to be at.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. So you guys had the gender reveal. Tell us about that idea. Tell us how that idea came together.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely wanted to involve the dogs. They're such a big part of our life. And so I kind of gave it to Brittany, and she planned it all. She's good at that type of stuff. And I kind of just showed up and was there for the dogs to roll out. And then we had, like, the little things that the pops and do that stuff. We had, like, eight different things that did the gender reveal.
Carrington always makes fun of me, Patrick, because I have a different voice for my dogs. It sounds like this.
Hi, Hanky Nashy. Daddy's home.
Do you have a different voice for your dogs?
I don't think so necessarily. I know Brittany does, but I don't know if I have a voice, but who knows, man. I'm just trying to go out there and have fun with them, so I don't know yet.
I'm curious if you guys have any name ideas for your daughter, because Twitter certainly had a lot of people like Olivia because LIV is in it, which you guys won in the Super Bowl. Some people like Casey because of Kansas City. Do you guys have any name ideas for your daughter?
We've kind of thrown around some ideas here and there, but I don't know if we settled on one just yet. But when we do, I'll make sure to let everybody know.
Has anybody given you some really good advice? So I recently had a daughter, and the best advice that I got is having a boy is easy to love because you're looking at a smaller version of yourself, but daughters will teach you how to love different. You'll be more compassionate, and you always have to keep that in mind. I'm curious which one of your teammates is giving you the best advice about having a girl.
No, I think it's a combination of a few of them. I mean, like Sherm, Garrett Dieter, Matt Moore, I mean, Chad Henney, all these guys have had daughters. And so I learn from them every single day. And obviously, we still got some months to go, but I'm excited for the future and being able to learn as I go and to continue to better myself as a person and as a dad.
Last question here. It is supposed to snow tomorrow. Sam Mellinger from The Star and I always have this debate. Would you rather it be 100 degrees or 0 degrees?
I say 100. I mean, I'm from Texas. I'm used to it.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He joins us every Monday at 2:15. Patrick, man, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.